This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. One of the unforgettable sounds of the mid-60s was Frankie Valli's voice. The story of that distinctive singer and his group, The Four Seasons, and their music is the basis of the hit Broadway show Jersey Boys. The national tour of the show continues tonight through Sunday afternoon at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. With us this morning is the young singer and actor who brings Frankie Valli to life in Jersey Boys, Hayden Milanes. Hayden, great to meet you.
Hi, pleasure's mine.
Thanks for coming in. Now, I should say, first of all, that you share the role of Frankie Valli with your colleague Brad Weinstock. This is a difficult role.
Yes.
To do. And hard on your voice?
It's very challenging.
Tell me about creating Frankie Valli's voice. Is that a difficult thing for you to do, or is it something that came naturally to you?
Well, I think the range itself has to be there, the foundation of, you know, being a tenor. But I think overall it is an acquired skill, and it does take work to actually emulate that sound, the Frankie sound. It's a matter of releasing a lot of musculature, things that might get in the way of singing that high abnormally for a guy that isn't a natural like Frankie actually is. With that being said, it takes a lot of work, a lot of working on the voice.
And did you listen to a lot of Frankie Valli records?
I did. At the same time, I was very hesitant to imitate him as opposed to really just try to emulate him. Mm-hmm. My parents obviously grew up listening to it, and they remind me every day that they come see the show, that they love the music.
Now, let's talk about the show a little bit. One of the reasons that it's so hard on you vocally is that you transition from speaking to singing with hardly a beat between. Tell me about how it is all put together. It's, as you said earlier to me, it's cinematic.
It is cinematic. The show, it's nonstop. I mean, it's a roller coaster. It's a time-traveling roller coaster. It starts in the 1950s, and it takes you all the way to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it all happens so quickly that I just I really allow the storyline to guide me. I'm able to dance full out. I'm able to act full out and sing full out. It's definitely a triple fulfillment.
When you first saw Jersey Boys as an audience member, what was your response to it?
I was blown away, and I knew right that second I wanted to be a part of it, and I just worked really hard on trying to figure out how I can sing this role. So I took voice lessons, and I worked really hard on my voice, and I ended up auditioning in New York for the role, and I ended up getting the role.
Right. Tell me about Frankie Valli's voice. Why is this voice so distinctive and so memorable?
It's definitely different. You know, when it first came out, there was a lot of speculation on who is this new voice. You know, is it four guys? Is it a girl? You know, when they would hear it on the radio, they wanted to see this person in real life. And then it's just, you know, this little guy with a big heart, Frankie Valli. Personally, I adore his voice. I think his voice is beautiful and brilliant. It's original. It's authentic.
Where to next? When you're finished with Albuquerque, where are you off to?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
And how long, Hayden, are you planning to stay with the tour?
For the rest of my life.
Good answer.
Right now, I'm signed up until next June.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, it's a terrific show, and congratulations on your performance.
Thank you.
Hayden Milanes is one of the two young men playing Frankie Valli in the national tour of Jersey Boys. There are seven more performances tonight through Sunday afternoon at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque. For tickets, go to popejoypresents.com or call 925-5858. Hayden, enjoy your time in New Mexico.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.